This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes out tonight to all the military men and women listening to us right now all across America and across the world, too, via the satellite, and to our wounded warriors that are here in Tampa to participate in the 2019 SOCOM Warrior Games, a special shout-out to them as well. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, and let's not forget the bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All right, joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded by Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Now, Iran is talking pretty tough, and they've said, that's it, no more diplomacy. We will not talk to you anymore. Statesmanship has ended forever. That came, I guess, from the Ayatollah.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And literally, when one hears these kinds of statements, you know, really have to scratch your head. The end of diplomacy forever. These are the kinds of things that we hear, well, from like the leader in North Korea, and this kind of thing, where it just seems to be so all-encompassing. And what's happening, though, of course, Captain, is that the sanctions that President Trump has now tightened on Iran, they are really feeling the bite of this. And I think, Captain, that they realize that they're not going to come out on top on this whole thing anytime soon. And so that's why I think you're hearing this kind of ridiculous rhetoric.
Well, the Ayatollah is one of those targeted, as well as all of the different public officials and military officials, all the leaders. All the money that they have outside of Iran has been frozen by the United States. They put a lien or whatever you call it on the money, and they cannot touch it.
Exactly right. And so this is really going to hit them where it really, really counts. And again, you know, Iran has, you know, it has the ability in this whole situation, and it has for a long time, in order to, if they literally want to be part of the community of nations, they have to start acting like that. The nuclear deal notwithstanding, because we know that was a bad deal. It simply was not comprehensive. It didn't do anything about Iran spreading their own influence or the hegemony that they want to spread throughout the Middle East, even via conventional means. It didn't address that. But if they want to sell oil, they want to do business with Europe, they want to buy airplanes or all these kinds of things, they need to actually change their ways. And the president is finding ways now to really turn the screws.
Well, the Ayatollah or somebody in Iran has threatened that they're going to shoot down more American drones. And by the way, we have found out that there was a P eight Orion spy plane, or not spy plane, communications plane flying somewhere in the vicinity when they took down this drone. Iran could have taken down our plane with men and material with men on board the plane. That could have really been a bad situation.
Well, right, and one wonders that we are closer to that at this point. Most unfortunately, and we don't like to see these events unfold the way that they are. But again, it's up to Iran if they're going to take those kinds of next steps. It's going to be very, very bad because the entire world, the free world, I should say, is simply not going to stand for anything like this. We are not going to let this happen.
Now, our DIA director, whose name escapes me, has said that the president's pressure has now pushed Iran to the inflection point.
Well, right, exactly. Again, the president is decided, I believe, that he is going to take real action in these situations. He's not going to simply make a speech. He's not going to sort of kick the can down the road or see how it turns out eventually, these kinds of things. I think the president is absolutely ready, based on whatever decisions that he makes and whatever those outcomes are. In other words, otherwise we're stuck in a paralysis of over time. And diplomacy, I think the door is always open for diplomacy. But again, it's up to Iran and it's up to those who would influence Iran to say, look, you better take this opportunity.
Yeah. Now, I am talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We're getting ready to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Bernie Sanders' give me the college for free plan and loan forgiveness on all the loans that are out there, $1.6 trillion in debt. And he's got a way to pay for that, Kyle. And when we talk about this, nobody's going to believe it, are they?
No, they won't. It's not at all what it seems.
Yeah, very much so. And, of course, folks, and Kyle, I was, again, at the Warrior Games here in Tampa most of the day today. Very impressive at the Tampa Convention Center. And I would like to encourage everybody to come out and see what's going on down there.
Oh, absolutely. I so wish that I could be there, but I'm there in spirit, and amazing to see what these folks are capable of.
Keep telling you, load up the family trucks and come on down. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, will be right back with me. We're going to take a break, and we shall return. And let's see, where's Kathy here? Where's Kathy? There she is. Okay, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer type guy by the name of Kyle Warren. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends over at Relief Factor. Now, you hear a lot of people talking about Relief Factor, but this is the captain talking now, so listen up. I've been taking this for just about 3 years right now. And I took it because of the problems that I've got that have developed from arthritis with all the different injuries that I've had over the years serving my country. Now, it is 100% drug-free. I was taking Mobic and Flexeril. So for those of you that know what that is, that's what I had to take just to be able to move around. And then I decided one day I was going to go with Aleve, and Aleve is okay, but it could lead to stomach bleeding the way I was taking it, six pills at a time. I'm sorry, six pills a day, two in the morning, two at lunch, and two at supper. And I decided to stop that once I heard about Relief Factor. So I did just what everybody else does. I went and I bought the starter kit for $19.95, tried it the way it said to use it. Guess what? It worked, and I've been with it ever since. So you want to find out something about Relief Factor? Here's what you do. You go to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, or you go to my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the logo link. There's a little video there for you to watch, and boom, away you go. It's that simple. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Give it a shot. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Mr. Announcer Man, right?
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Let's listen to Bernie Sanders, because Bernie Sanders has got a well, this isn't Bernie. This is people talking about Bernie and what he's going to do. They're being very specific with his plan as to what he's planning on doing. Listen to this stuff.
Senator Bernie Sanders unveiled a major policy plan that will completely wipe out the student loan debt of every single American. The price tag for forgiving all these loans would be $1.6 trillion.
Senator Sanders' recent poll numbers show him in a dead heat for second with Elizabeth Warren, so this rollout comes on a pivotal week for the Democratic race with the first primary debates this week. Also, President Trump has been accused of rape. The woman who has come forward with her accusations will be here. But first, CNN's Ryan Nobles is live in Washington with all of the breaking details on Bernie's plan. Ryan.
Well, Allison, this plan will not be cheap. A price tag of $1.6 trillion paid for with a tax on Wall Street speculation. And this idea of taking on radical action to deal with student loan debt crisis is nothing new for Bernie Sanders, but this is the first time he's put a tangible plan on paper. Today he's going to submit legislation that would implement a plan that would cancel every single penny of student loan debt for every American, and there would be no eligibility requirements or income standards. Basically, if you have student debt, this plan would cancel it all. And this is how the tax would work. A 0.5% tax on stock trades, a 0.1% fee on bonds, and a 0.005% fee on derivatives. Sanders believes that would rake in as much as $2.4 trillion over the next 10 years. He's, of course, not the first candidate to unveil a college debt forgiveness plan. Elizabeth Warren has as well, but Sanders goes a step further in two respects. First, this plan is already a piece of Senate legislation with a companion bill ready to be introduced in the House. And second, Warren's plan has caps on the amount of debt that would be canceled, and eligibility would be determined by income level. Now, in a statement to CNN, Sanders says in part, quote, in 2008, the American people bailed out Wall Street. Now it's Wall Street's turn to help the middle class and the working class of this country.
Wow.
Yeah, wow is right. Wow is right, Captain. You know, when you hear candidates say things like this, and especially candidates like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, but in particular here Sanders, this notion somehow that, well, over 10 years we're going to get $2.2 or $2.4 trillion and it'll all be fine, and they always present these things as if we live in a vacuum, or everything is always going to be static. It's never going to really change. But of course, Captain, once they were to announce this for real, things would change. Money would go elsewhere. Also, this whole thing is also called the quote unquote Robin Hood tax. And, you know, that's a catchy title, I guess. But, you know, we all know the story of Robin Hood. He stole from the rich, who, in the context of the story, were kind of bad, you know. But people who invest in the stock market, Captain, have their 401k there and do this kind of thing, they're not bad people. They're people all across the highways and byways of the land. How can this feel like nothing other than punishment because you are trying to be smart with your money?
Right. And right now, folks, if you're down here in Florida, get ready to look off to the east. We've got a SpaeX Falcon heavy rocket that's going to be lifting off from Cape Canaveral in the not-too-distant future here. And if you look over to the east, because it is a clear night here in Florida, I'm on the west coast, you should be able to see that going up into the air. And it's quite a majestic sight, Kyle, when they launch those things at night.
I can imagine. Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah, so that's what's going on right now. And, folks, I am speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. All right, Kellyanne Conway has been blocked by the White House from testifying before the House Oversight Committee. Obviously, somebody's going to get a little ticked off there. Now, is that Adam Schiff?
That's a good question. It may be, but I know Elijah Cummings, he's the panel's chairman. And he wants to call a vote to subpoena Conway if she doesn't appear on a hearing this coming Wednesday.
Well, I think he invoked executive privilege, and if he did, she doesn't have to.
Well, right. See, and this is where the conflict is going to be. It's completely understood that the president and vice president would be exempt from the Hatch Act, which is what the special counsel, and again, not the Mueller special counsel, this is a separate special counsel, this is accusing Conway of violating the Hatch Act, that is, using influence to try to help in a political way, this kind of thing. However, as my understanding, that I think the counsel for Conway, the White House counsel, I believe, says that essentially, you know, that the White House advisors are immune from the, I don't necessarily think from the Hatch Act per se, but from congressional testimony, and being called, to testify. So this is where the fight is going to be. And the president, of course, we understand the White House is saying to Conway, you're not going to go testify, so they'll issue a subpoena, and it'll go through the courts, I would expect.
Now, what did the president do about health care with some sort of executive order? What was that all about?
It's a good question. Refresh my memory on that.
Well, it says here the Trump order brings choice back to health care.
Oh, okay. Well, great. Yeah, well, exactly. I know that... that generally speaking, again, we're seeing the move in this country again to try to, especially from these 2020 candidates, to make it so that we're going to outlaw private health care. And I've termed it, Captain, as criminalizing, you know, private health care, choice for private health care. They're trying to go for this Medicare for all. So what the president is doing, of course, I think is trying to combat that. And at the same time, it gives people something to actually sink their teeth into to say, yes, what kind of changes are actually being proposed to the healthcare system that's the best in the world? And as we keep seeming to be pushed or migrated to a lowest common denominator kind of healthcare system.
Did you hear what Sister Nancy Pelosi had to say yesterday?
What was that?
Violation of the their immigration status is not a reason for deportation of an illegal.
Yeah, I did see that she said that, exactly. And
that is the definition.
Well, exactly. In other words, I wish that some intrepid reporter at her news conferences or her press availabilities would say something to the effect of, well, what would it take to have someone deported if their immigration status was illegal, and so on and so forth. And she'd probably have some kind of answer that would sort of meander along for a while. But you're right. The idea was that, especially where these ICE raids were concerned, these proposed ICE raids, it's about people who had already been adjudicated, as my understanding, to have violated the immigration law, that they were would essentially be slated for deportation. So, you know, again, either we're going to follow the law in the country or we're not. And if you just want to have a constituency that somehow you believe at some point is going to continue to buttress your Democrat voting base, and you believe that you actually now essentially own this voting block that apparently would be coming into play, well, you know, you're just doing this for such transparent reasons. It's not even funny.
All right, here comes the break. And, folks, when we come back from the break, I'm going to play a clip here, and Kyle and I are going to listen to it from Mayor Pete in South Bend, Indiana, where the people in his hometown are very upset about a police officer that shot and killed a black man. However, the circumstances look like they're justified just from what I've seen so far. We'll find out soon, and I'll play that audio, and then you can make up your own mind. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we are broadcasting all across America from Tampa, Florida. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, hard-hitting sanctions against Iran. President Trump signing an executive order imposing new sanctions on Iran's top leadership. He signs the document in the Oval Office. Here's the president.
I look forward to the day when sanctions can be finally lifted and Iran can become a peaceful, prosperous, and productive nation. That can go very quickly. It can be tomorrow. It can also be in years from now.
Presidential candidate Vermont Senator Independent Bernie Sanders wants to cancel all student debt, $1.6 trillion. Sanders says it would be paid for by a series of taxes on Wall Street trades.
Today we are, in fact, offering a revolutionary proposal, a proposal that will transform and improve our country in many, many ways.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you do. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friends at Geico, G-E-I-C-O. Geico Insurance. Now, they have more than just insurance for your car or truck that you're driving, folks, because your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about everything that you own. Now, that includes your ATV, your boat, your RV, even that snowmobile that people are still riding on out there in the great Sierra Nevadas, as well as the Rocky Mountains where Steamboat Springs got 2 feet last week again. Now, don't forget, they can also insure your home or your apartment. So that's something else they can do, too. So check them out online by going to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, or go to the phone book and look up your local telephone number for your Geico agent there in your backyard. Geico, what do you got to lose? G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Okay, so Bernie Sanders is going to save the world, and everybody is going to wind up paying out of their pension plans and their 401ks and all that stuff for the student forgiveness $1.6 trillion loans. But that's not fair for the people that have already paid off their loans or that have certainly, and we're going back, you know, a few years or whatnot. That's just not fair.
Well, I think that's a very, very good question. You know, the idea that, if you've already paid off your student loans because you worked hard or you this or that or you started your career and but now suddenly you're not going to benefit from that. And it really does beg the question, Captain, where does it all end? Because obviously student loans are a big issue, but yet people owe on their mortgages. That's a big issue. People have car loans. Have you seen the price of cars out there these days in many ways? You know, where people are paying on these things for many years. I mean, where does it all stop? And especially when you continue to create this class system of constantly trying to have a class warfare as the basic structure of our society. That's where Bernie Sanders is coming from. He lauded the Soviet Union to the nth degree back in the day, and so he's trying to create a very similar thing in this country. I can't believe he's a viable candidate at all for the presidency. All you got to do is go back and listen to what he was talking about Russia back in the mid-1980s. That should tell everybody everything they need to know about this guy.
Yeah, and then you've got Mayor Pete Butt over there in Fort Wayne, or South Bend, rather. They had a town hall because of this police shooting. And they had this character, a local character, who used to work for the city, apparently, Blue Casey. They call him Old Blue. And Blue got up there and shot his mouth off, and this is what this sounded like right off the bat at a discussion where the mayor was.
We're going to take a few more questions, and Blue, would you like to ask a question?
Yes, ma'am. All power to the people.
Hey,
all power to the people. My name is Blue Casey, founder and president of the New Black Power Movement in South Bend, also the founder of Free My Park Youth Foundation. I'm also a shooting victim of last month on Mother's Day. They shot my recording studio up 16 times. I caught two of them. One in my backside that came out. One in my foot. Had a bullet in my foot for a whole week. I worked with the city on numerous occasions. I was just an employee of the city this past summer and fall for community development and resources. So when I say this, everything I'm saying is not biased at all. Mayor Pete and Ruskowski. And Ruskowski, we didn't have conversations on numerous occasions. When I got shot, I wanted to make sure that you knew that I got shot. We just heard all of this in 2016. And I wish, as much as I love my city, because Lord knows everybody told me since I got shot, I need to move my black self back to Atlanta. But, bye, listen. Like I was saying.
All right, isn't that something?
Well, yeah, you know, the particular town hall that Mayor Pete, he suspended his campaign temporarily to go back because of this, the shooting controversy. Overall, it did not go well for Mayor Pete at all, and his handling of the meeting, I think, was not good. He gave his opponents a lot to use against him, moving forward, of course. But such a sad, sad state of affairs, don't you think, Captain? Especially when there is any kind of shooting involved with police officers, the last thing they ever want to do is draw their weapon. But yet, for some reason, we constantly are getting the narrative that whenever there is an officer-involved shooting, that there's got to be some kind of civil rights violation at the heart of it. There had to be some kind of mean-spirited, hateful heart at the heart of it. This is just going beyond the pale at this point.
Well, they accused the police officer of turning off his camera, if you will, and that just isn't the case because the camera, in order for it to be on, you had to have the red lights and the siren going. Well, the red lights anyway, to have it going. Let's take a caller here, see what we do. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's Ian in Clearwater.
Hello, Ian.
Hey, I want to run this by the professor, and then I'll hang up.
Yep.
I think, it's just my opinion, but knowing a Democrat identity politics machine like I do, that the guy came at the cop with a knife. It was a justified shooting.
Right.
If Mayor Pete wasn't running for mayor, we'd have never heard about this.
You mean
obviously
president?
The Democrats don't want Mayor Pete. They're
right.
Trying to get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
So they turned on their machine and Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter was there. That's one of their front groups of the Democrat Socialist machine, one of their weaponized groups. They turned on Black Lives Matter in South Bend, and they ginned this up because they're trying to get rid of Mayor Pete. That's what this is about. I don't support Mayor Pete, by the way, not at all. I'm just calling him as I see it, and I want to hang up and hear what he's got to say about that.
Okay, well, and I don't disagree with Ian there, Kyle.
No, this, you know, what we're seeing happening, you know, with this whole situation, not only is it, as Ian is talking about, you know, I think that the Democrat Party may not want Mayor Pete to advance much further in this, but at the same time, Mayor Pete maybe could have had a little bit of a stronger sort of reaction to all of these, and having been yelled at by a group of angry people and so forth, sort of continuing to stay to be Mr. You know, calm and cool and collected, maybe wasn't the right message to send at that very, very moment. But you're right. I think the Democrats, generally speaking, they are completely fragmented as to, you know, what they're going to be doing with these different candidates. And you're right. I don't think that Mayor Pete's going to advance too much farther in this whole thing.
No, and we have Richard in Sun City Center chiming in saying, buying student loans, or I'm sorry, forgiving student loans is just a way of trying to buy votes. The Dems are desperate. Well, that's true. They are. And that is what they're doing. That is exactly what they're doing.
Well, sure. Yeah, because there are so many voters, most unfortunately, out there, Captain, who are going to hear things like, oh, they're going to pay off student debt. Well, that's wonderful. I'm going to vote for that, especially if it affects that person personally. And Bernie Sanders knows that none of these things are actually practical, that it actually will ruin more of our economy. It will actually have a deleterious effect and not have this wonderful freeing effect that he would believe it would have. And yes, it is an absolute buying votes initiative. That's what they should call it. Not the Robin Hood thing, but the buying votes initiative.
So Jesse Smollett, that case from him, or Jesse, not Jesse, Jesse, the Chicago PD just released 70 hours of tapes and files from that case. He's about to get hung out to dry on a pole somewhere.
Well, this
be careful what you wish for, right?
Well, yeah, I think he's off the show too, isn't he? The Empire show, he's not coming back.
That's correct.
Yeah, and I think the producers, this is just my personal opinion, I think they don't want any more of that controversy. I think they, you know, that because
it's not the producers, it's the sponsors, I'll guarantee you.
Yeah, probably so. You're probably right about that. Exactly. But again, you know, here's a person who had a lot of success, who was going places and all this kind of stuff, and you try to pull these kinds of things off, and it absolutely backfired, as well as it should, don't you think? You
know, well, I do think. Yeah, I do think.
Absolutely.
And I'm not surprised, but again, be careful what you wish for. And this young man, this Jesse Smollett, who has one side of the story, these tapes, I'll bet the farm on this one, these tapes will absolutely show him out to be a liar, and all the different things that he set up, and those guys, and this, that, and the other. I'll bet you any amount of money that these tapes will actually expose him. Okay, tell us how to hear your show, please.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Alrighty, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
Alrighty, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we're happy to have him on the program, and we're happy to have you on the program, too. And if you want to give us a jingle, you know the telephone number, because guess who's going to tell you? Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have approved
proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Song I wrote, little boogie tune called Race Radio. Little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a terrorized feet look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All righty, you're doing a little rooster cruising right there. And that was by popular demand. Ever since I started playing that, we got more people wanting to hear that. So there you go. But the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Bible Report, is brought to you by your favorite pilot and or Flying J truck stop. Wherever you're out there, when you see the pilot of Flying J, you got a home away from home, pull on in there and check them out and see what they got, because it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Now, another day with severe storm potential and then quieter weather coming after we get through the day today, hopefully. Now, severe storms may produce damaging winds, large hail, and locally heavy rain from the middle Mississippi Valley to the Great Lakes on Tuesday. Now, by Wednesday, weather conditions settle into a quieter summertime weather pattern. Now, a trough will keep conditions cool and unsettled in the Pacific Northwest, and fire rescue threats elevated in the Great Basin, as well as elsewhere. Summer warmth is expected. And, yeah, it's going to be another warm day in different parts of the country. We'll get into that here in a minute. Now, in western Nevada tonight, to include Reno and, let's see, Lake Tahoe and Truckee, and let's see, where's the other areas down here? okay, it's out there. Lovelock and Susanville and Fallon and South Lake Tahoe, all the way down to the Yosemite National Park. You've got very much so unsettled weather conditions, because you've got a wind advisory, which is going to increase the fire damage, fire danger, rather. And then you're going to have some choppy lake conditions up there at Lake Tahoe, where waves will be 3 to 4 feet at a time, which is not going to make boating up there very much fun. You've also got a flood warning for a couple of areas east of Reno, going out into Lovelock. And just keep in mind that all that's available. Oh, and by the way, Winnemucca as well. You have a flood warning in the Winnemucca area tonight. So that's where we start. That's the way we start. But moving along, checking out some other areas. I'm going to start down below on I-10. I-10 out of Florida all the way across to Texas. You're looking good. You may have one area of some flash flood watches out there around Fort Stockton in Texas that could be gone by the time you get there, but certainly it's because of what's been happening the last couple of days and nights with the rain that's been roaring through there and the storms that have been picking up. When you get out into New Mexico, looking good. When you get out into Arizona, you will have an air quality issue in the Phoenix area, so be careful there. And then going out across California, across the high desert, it's just merely hot. Just merely hot. Now, moving up a little bit, going up on I-20, looking good going all the way to Dallas and beyond over there to where I-20 ends, looking good that way. I-30, I don't see any problems there for you. I-40, starting out in the east and coming across. Of course, as you know, there's probably still some high water in southwest Arkansas. I'm sorry, southwest southwest Missouri and northwest Arkansas. And then going out to the west, looking good. Till you get out there in the high desert in California, then you'll have some high winds. I-70 and I-64, not looking too bad there. I-70, you might have a little bit of a problem out there in Kansas Might have a little problem there around Salina. It looks like as if there could be some flash flood warnings there right now. Not watches, warnings. And then rest of the way, you look good into Utah. I-80, I don't see anything to bother you at all coming across until you get to Nevada. And by the time you get to Nevada, that all may be gone too. And then you got I-90. I-90 looking clean and green all the way across I-94. Same thing for you. So that's where we're at with the weather we got out there right now. And looking along at some of the Gulf areas besides Florida, don't see anything really. There just isn't anything happening per se. But that's all going to change towards the middle and the end of the week, because down here in the south, the rain probabilities will go to 50 and 60% towards the end of the week. So Thursday and Friday, you'll be in the 60% range. Wednesday, you'll be up around 50% for the chance of rain somewhere. Now, keep in mind, again, the Pilot and Flying J combo, because they're owned by the same company now, brings you the Trucker's High Wind Myra Report. And you might find in a Pilot or a Flying J right now an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, could find a nice Denny's sit-down restaurant. Could find a McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, a Wendy's. Maybe you might even find a Huddle House restaurant, or you might find some Moe's Southwest Grills there as well. And this is what's going on. It's not your father's truck stop anymore. The greasy spoons are gone. Everything is made much better than what it was. That I can guarantee you when you start talking about food coming out of the Moe's Southwest Grill. And the Huddle House and Denny's, you know what they're going to get there for food. So look out for your local, or if you're out there on the road somewhere, pick your poison, so to speak, and find your Pilot or Flying J truck stop. Pull on in there and enjoy a good hot cup of coffee. Okay, pull on in there and get a great cup of coffee. Now, I will be back after the top of the hour. Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, is working on whatever it is she's working on. Don't know. But I'm sure she'll enlighten a whole bunch of you. And if you don't know how it works here on the show, Ms. Rosemary comes on hour number two for the top part of the show. And we get a little bit serious about life in general. Not all that, you know, bad, but we get a little serious, and Rosemary always likes to give a little blessing to the group and listen to a little spiritual awakeness, if you will, and she gives some of it herself. So there you go. That's what we'll be doing. Hour number two, top of the hour. So this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and we are just rolling along right here in the middle of the night, rolling along on the Captain's America Third Watch. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Okie dokie.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.